Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Straight up, dead center of the work week. Whew, what a Tuesday. Makes the hump a little bit easier to stomach when there's so much football. Camps fully inflamed. Training camps are fully engulfed in flames now, and so is Messi. My goodness. I didn't count on Twitter, but I am willing to bet there were thousands. I guess you could include Insta and Facebook and Snap and TikTok and whatever else. There had to be thousands and thousands and thousands of fireball emojis around Messi.
Messi, 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 Messi.
Not only did he start for the first time for his Miami MLS club, but he gets 2 goals and an assist just for fun. 4-0 win over Atlanta. And now we're seeing not only why Miami made such a big deal about his coming to MLS. And it certainly, even if he was over the hill, like, I mean, David Beckham wasn't completely over the hill, but he was toward the tail end of his career when he left Europe and came to the LA Galaxy. Messi is one of the best players in the world right now. And at times it looks like he's toying with the other MLS players. My goodness. Granted, it's a team sport. He's not doing it all by himself. But there are times. What did you say earlier, Producer Jay, when you told me about, well, you called my attention to Messi? I was actually watching a little bit of this because I'm so thrilled to see the reaction to him. But also, he just can dribble circles around peeps.
Yeah, Messi playing in the MLS against MLS defenders, it's just not fair. Not fair. Miami's just going to beat everybody because he can just run in circles around any MLS defender, it looks like.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff. And he's wearing pink. You know real men wear pink, right?
These
are the pink Miami jerseys. Love it. I might get a pink Miami Messi jersey. Why not? Miami's hot to trot right now.
It's a good buy.
Heat getting back to the NBA Finals. The Florida Panthers as the 8th seed had one heck of a run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Messi has landed in Miami and MLS may never be the same. This is the biggest coup for MLS in who knows how long. It's crazy, right? Because MLS is not good enough for Christian Pulisic, who's the best American player, but somehow it's good for Messi. Christian, get your rear end back to the United States. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm cheating a little bit, though, because it's the hump show, and yet I only have one more show after this one. I will be off on Thursday night into Friday morning, my long weekend for July. So each of the months of the summertime, I'm taking a 4-day weekend, and this is my 4-day weekend coming up. I've also got one end of August around Labor Day. And then no more time off until Thanksgiving. So I got to soak up a little bit of extra rest before we hit football. We are just over 40 days and 40 nights away from the start of the NFL season. And it feels like a total shift for the Washington Commanders. I know there are a lot of fans who partied hardy over the weekend once the sale of the Commanders really, and the transfer of power away from Daniel Snyder was official and was announced. You're going to hear from Ron Rivera coming up. A lilt in his voice. Of course, as long as he's got a revolving door at quarterback, it doesn't really matter who owns the team. I'm just saying. So we'll get to Messi and also a U.S. women's national team about to play its second game at the World Cup that takes place on Wednesday. So we'll have that to talk about this time tomorrow. A little bit of football, global style, on the global stage. But don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I don't care what you call it. Twitter, X, Twex, Twix, X-Lax, Relax. Actually, that was kind of a good suggestion from a listener on Facebook, which is just ironic. A listener on Facebook suggested the whole Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X. It's perfect, right? We could isolate the X at the end.
Oh, great. Just to make it, we got X already,
just
and Elon,
X.
And we'll just add Aaron Rodgers into it.
Actually, I think it's perfect, though. The fact that X is the last letter in relax is perfect. Because in the grand scheme of life, how much does it matter whether or not the bluebird of paradise has flown the coop and we're stuck with the stupid X? I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't think it's distinct. I don't think it's a distinguished logo.
To me,
it's boring and dumb.
When I see it, like, on the page, or you know how when you have multiple tabs open, it'll just show, like, that little image in, like, the left corner of the tab. I keep looking at it and thinking it's, like, a pop-up or it's, like, an ad or something like, oh, how'd that get open? And I want to close it. It's just not, I don't register it as Twitter. It's weird.
Well, your mind can be retrained.
I
just don't think it's very distinct. Also, there is no, as in no chance, I will ever be submitting my credit card information into Twitter or using Twitter as a commercial marketplace. I already have a deep distrust, deep mistrust, I made up a new word, for social media, and this will not enhance it. People don't believe me, but the second I'm done in this career, now it may be a while, but this it better be a while, but the second I'm done in this career, I'm out on social media. I don't know if my mom will still be around then. I certainly hope so. I hope my mom lives to be 120. She'd probably groan hearing me say that. I'm practicing taking care of my mom, was taking care of my dog. Oh my gosh, poor Penny. Her challenges are a lot like an old person. I'll just say that. Without embarrassing my sweet puppy, I'll just tell you she's got some challenges that are similar to an old person. And I love her dearly, but I am stressed out about leaving her. I've become a helicopter mom in my old age, or her old age, I should say. I'm excited about Houston. Can't wait, but really nervous about leaving my dog because this is the last time she has to go to a dog sitter who, by the way, hasn't gotten in touch with me. We were supposed to get together on Sunday. Then we're supposed to talk on the phone. Here we are just over 36 hours, actually under 36 hours from me departing for Houston, and I have not heard a word. And so Jay, I'm telling you, if I have an emergency dog sitting situation, you can't turn me down. You're supposed to be one of my great friends. You're the only one I know who's available.
I guess I'll be on standby.
Please, you have to. It's Penny. You love Penny.
Penny? I love Penny. I don't know
Penny's
if Penny loves
easy.
Me. But...
Penny loves everyone. It's easy. It's easy. All you got to do is walk her around the block a couple times a day. She hates the heat. It's about to get super hot. All you got to do is hibernate in my house with the air condition, feed the dog, walk the dog around the block, talk to the dog. Not that she can hear you anyway because she's mostly deaf. Ignore the cat and we'll all be set. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. If I don't hear from... I'm so stressed out. See, I said, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I mean, if I don't hear from the dog sitter by Wednesday afternoon, I'm calling you because I don't know what else to do. Like, do you see my face? I'm not making this up. I do not know what else to do.
I would need room and board.
Duh, I'll pay you.
Oh, no, that's fine.
No, I will absolutely pay you.
If I can just crash, then that's all.
Did you think I was going to do? Have you drive back and forth from Long Island to New Jersey?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, if I had to be done.
No, I want Penny to have someone with her.
Just hang out?
Yeah, well, do what you normally do, because you're on the same schedule as me, so she's used to it. I'll even let you drink my soda. You love soda. I've got a stock of soda. I just
soda,
stocked up.
New TV.
Yeah. Yes. With your one of your passwords stored into it.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll be on standby.
Will you really? Because I'm not kidding. This is starting to stress me out because I have not heard from her.
I mean, of course. Like, if you actually really do end up needing me, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but I swear to you, I'll Zelle you money.
I don't
because
need
we
your money,
we use.
Well, I do.
You
I need
do,
everyone's
yeah,
money.
Don't
but,
lie.
But I'm not going to take your
I
money.
I mean, you could say you don't want the money, but don't tell me you don't need
right,
the money.
Right. We both know that's not the case.
Oh, phew. I feel a little bit better now because I literally haven't heard from her and I'm supposed to be walking out the door on Thursday around lunchtime.
I mean, you've used them before, right? It's a little odd. But...
It's my groomer. It's the groomer. But the issue is that her mom right now is in the hospital and also she adopted two puppies 3 months ago. So I should have just asked you ahead of time and promised you soda and snacks and TV and money in your Zelle account. All of that. Plus, it's a shorter commute to work.
Is it?
Yeah. It is a shorter bit. Commute to work.
Hmm.
Okay. I might just have to entice you. Just because I trust you. I don't really trust anyone else. She doesn't... All you have to do is just walk around the block twice a day.
I'm here. I'm on standby.
Okay. Phew.
I mean, if your dog groomer should come through just for, you know, her... She agreed to it, and that's
yeah,
her business.
She did agree
it would
to
be
it.
A horrible move not to not follow through. But
I know, but it's scaring me.
But don't worry, yeah, you have insurance
thank
here.
You. Okay, I feel much better now. See, you guys, this is why producer Jay is da best. This is why I keep bringing him soda. Oh, and promising him TSA pre-check for Christmas.
It's the greatest gift.
Okay.
Because it's something I would never buy myself. You know,
like, why? I mean, why would you?
I don't know. I just would never think. I've never followed through. Like, I just wouldn't do it.
Well,
like,
the issue is if we fill out the application for you, you have to go to an appointment. You have to get fingerprinted. They don't just give you the number until you get fingerprinted and background checked.
If you, like, set me all up, I'd do
Did
it.
Did you get arrested in your past?
Once.
Didn't you tell me you got arrested once?
Once.
Great.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I hope that your juvenile record is sealed.
It is. It was a probation thing, 6 months, didn't get in trouble. It's all gone.
Never mind. I'm not letting you in my house.
No, it was one time at a concert.
One time. It was one time. Okay. So when you get arrested a second time, then it's a pattern? Then you're a delinquent?
What happened?
No.
That was like 10 years ago now. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I love how you say it was a long time ago and it was 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
I was here 10 years ago.
Hmm.
I'll even pay you. I know I don't have to convince you anymore, but I'm saying.
I'm on standby.
You are.
Officially.
Okay. Phew. I feel so much better. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I know you guys feel better for me too, but also for Penny because I can't leave if Penny is not taken care of. All right. Back to the Commanders. There's no easy way to segue from me panicking about my dog to Ron Rivera. However, Josh Harris has given the Commanders new life and their fan base new hope.
We're very excited to get to work and to start the new era of Washington football. And, we are humbled and awed by the level of responsibility that we have to take care of the city and to win championships and to, you know, really excite the fans again.
A lot of it, I think, has to do with just, you know, the feeling that so many people are behind us. You know, it was different. I mean, you know, when you were having to deal with stuff outside of football, now it's about football. It's like what I said. You know, we're going to focus in on what's important to us, and that's playing the game. So, I'm fired up about that. I am.
I love Ron Rivera. I'm fired up. No, I really am. I am fired up. So fired up.
I'm fired up about that. I am.
That's fantastic. We're going to need that drop during football season. Anytime anything good happens with the Commanders,
I'm fired up about that. I am.
That's awesome. It's even funnier than Jerry Jones when he stutters as if I'm some expert talker. All right. So why does he love new owner Josh Harris?
A sense of pride in this organization. And that was probably one of the really good things that I really appreciated in our first conversation. And then, you know, we plan to have more conversations. We talk about the more intricate things of our job. And that would be, you know, as you mentioned, you know, some of the extensions, some of the titles, about players, the future, all that kind of stuff. The thing that was stressed to me from Mr. Harris and some of his other partners was this is about, you know, job one, and that's putting together a winning football team.
Certainly, Josh Harris made that point very clear as a guy who used to attend games at the old RFK Stadium. The guy who could rattle off not just the dates when they won Super Bowls, but also some of the players that he idolized when he was growing up in the D.C. area. And so I love the fit. It's personal for Harris. He also has shown that he wants to be a winner. His decisions, the decisions of the ownership group, and of course the guys that they've hired with the New Jersey Devils and with the 76ers, the Sixers, they're still in process, but they've got the reigning MVP in the NBA. The Devils made a major splash. The last couple of years are really building from the ground up, and they had a huge start to what they believe will be a good run of Stanley Cup playoff appearances. It bodes well because he's got a track record and because it is personal for him. So I like this for the Commanders, and I don't know if you saw the people partying all weekend. I mean, there is a new feel, a new excitement. And it's not just because Josh is personally connected and personally invested in seeing the Commanders succeed. Now, in the NFL, you make money even if your team stinks. I mean, that's how it goes. The NFL makes money hand over fist, and its owners, they get richer. It's also the league where you can go from worst to first, which the Commanders were in the basement of the NL East, the only team not to make the playoffs. Did I say NL East? NFC East, even before anyone could point it out. It's baseball season. The NFC East had three playoff teams. The Commanders were the only one that didn't make it. They were busy rotating in three or four or six quarterbacks. Okay, three. This is a team that's got good leadership in terms of its coaching staff and now feels like they've got the support and the stability of an owner that is not going to be under investigation by the NFL, being called onto the carpet in front of Congress on Capitol Hill, worried about emails leaking. How is Daniel Snyder going to embarrass us next? I mean, it's a lot hanging over the heads of, I would say, the coaching staff in the front office. Maybe not the players as much, but the whole tone around the Commanders is different, and you can understand why Rivera loves this shift and can tell already.
I think it's pretty exciting. I really do. You can already feel the impact. A lot of it has to do with just really the reaction from the fan base, more so than anything else. I think our guys have also felt it. They felt it, again, because of the reaction of the fan base. But what's really kind of neat, and if you look outside, you see the setup for camp, and the guys really, you know, they're getting into this. And so it's kind of unique feeling. It's exciting. I mean, I'm fired up about the opportunity as we go forward.
Super cool. Excited for Ron Rivera to finally have a winning team there in Washington. They did win the division going back to his first year. Was that 2020? It was, right, because it was the same year that the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. So it was the 2020 season, but they were under 500, and they have not found the answer at quarterback yet. He keeps trying. It's like a dartboard. That's true. He does think Sam Howell is the answer. It's like a dartboard. The Commanders just keep, and the Colts too, both teams, Panthers as well. It's like they're blindfolded and just throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping that something sticks. All right, coming up, messy, 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 messy. And U.S. Women's National Team facing a game against the Netherlands in their round robin, their group play at the Women's World Cup. Glad to have you with us. Send your last-minute questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also to our Facebook page. If you're waking up on your Wednesday, well, good morning. You're listening to...
I'm fired up about that. I am.
On CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Everything's about opening the game going forward. Great ball from
Brazil. I think he's onside. Messi with Kazan off his line. Messi off the post. Puts the follow in. Of course he did. 8 minutes in. Lionel Messi gets his second for Miami. 1-0. Messi driving forward. Over to Robert Taylor. Taylor cutting it back. Martinez left it for Messi. Oh, my word. He has done it again. Lionel Messi. 3 goals in less than an hour of play for Inter Miami. 2-0 tonight over Atlanta.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is pretty incredible to watch. I will say that. The smile on his face. The pink jersey, of course, because real men wear pink. And it seems like he could dribble circles around some of the MLS defenders if he really wanted to embarrass them, which I don't know that he does. But he has made a splash already. In the starting lineup on Tuesday night for the game with the Miami fans. Remember, there were 20,000 strong that showed up for his introduction. Well, now word is spread. Tickets are going like hotcakes. And anytime they're going to be on a field anywhere, there'll be a buzz. But specifically, they're in Fort Lauderdale. And so he's in the starting lineup, and they beat the United. I mean, they shellacked the United from Atlanta 4-0. He has a couple of goals, 4-0, I should say. A couple of goals as well as an assist. And the smiles all around. Even when he missed his first shot on goal, nobody got to him. Nobody marking him. He's able to just punch it home on a follow-up. It's an offensive rebound, for heaven's sakes. You know what I say about offensive rebounds. They are sexy. Noah Allen is Messi. Everything that you could have hoped and dreamed and imagined.
My expectation.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
It was obviously really high, but yeah, he still passed my expectations. I mean, it's really beautiful to see him play. He just makes it easy again for everyone, and it's so awesome to watch, you know, in the game and to help contribute.
I think he's a genius. He's a amazing. He's very smart.
All right. I mean, that pretty much says it all. How about this? Messi, with his new contract, is also very generous. According to DeAndre Yedlin, same DeAndre Yedlin who plays for the U.S. men's national team, Messi gifted the entire team headphones by Beats.
First off, where can we snag some of those pink and black Beats by Dre?
Yeah, that's Messi.
Okay.
Yeah, Messi got it for the team. So,
did he?
Yeah, he did. So
there we go. Another anecdote to add.
Exactly.
Can the man do no wrong? He can do zero wrong. It's really impressive.
It's a good move.
I cannot wait to see him wherever he is landing at an MLS pitch near me. I have to see him play. This is, it's like watching the Olympics when they finally come back to the United States. I need to be able to see them. World Cup too. So in these next few years, we've got both the World Cup and the Olympics in North America. I'm going to have to be part of that.
August 26th. Messi will be in the New York area against the Red Bulls.
Aren't we supposed to go to see the Mets and the Angels that day?
That was that day, right?
Yes. I think we're...
Double feature?
I think we're supposed... Oh, yeah. And then work overnight?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. You feel free. No.
Nap on the train.
What? Okay. No. Absolutely not. Only one of us has to be coherent for 4 hours, and that would not be you.
Well, I mean, if we want to stay on the air, I'd have to be pretty alert, but...
Mm-hmm. So, yay, Messi. A lot of buzz. This is exactly what MLS needs, even before we're talking at the club level with specifically Miami. And yes, I could do with the pink Messi jersey. U.S. women will take to the pitch again in New Zealand where they had their second game against the Netherlands coming up on Wednesday. Good news, Rose Lavelle, who's a bit of a veteran. She's one of their midfielders. She's finally available to be able to start. She's been dealing, well, she did come on in a reserve role, or in a, I should say, a sub role in their game against Vietnam going back on Friday. And yeah, she's one that she gets in the mix and she'll generate some scoring chances, but has also been dealing with injury. That goes back to the spring when she hurt her knee. So good to see her out there running around and potentially could start. We had talked about this with Stephen Goff of the Washington Post, who joined us from Auckland, New Zealand on, I guess it was Friday morning. So it was Friday afternoon, New Zealand time, Friday morning for us, live here on the Eastern time zone on the East Coast. And we had asked him, or I had asked him, about what it means that this is the first Women's World Cup where Team USA is not dealing with this fight over equal pay. I love what Alex Morgan had to say about this. She was asked in advance of the second game what it's like to have that fight and to now have equal pay, but all of that in the rearview mirror.
Everything where we were in 2019 to where we are now is almost the same, but couldn't be more different. We were fighting a legal battle off the field and trying to also win over the world on the field, win over the world's hearts and minds and prove ourselves. This time around, we don't have to worry about anything off the field. All we have to worry about is putting the work in, doing everything we need to do from sun up to sun down to get our bodies and our minds right for the next game in front of us. And that feels really good. And now it's, we have to do the work each game that we step foot on the field. All U.S. Soccer has done a great job in supporting us. And that's not the case with a lot of the other federations around the world. And we know that, so as much as we'll continue to support all of the other players around the world who are fighting the battle that we fought for so long, the construction's really going, getting after it. we're in a very, very good position right now, and so it's just about putting in the work.
I appreciate that from Alex because she was part of that fight for a long time. She's played in multiple World Cups and has represented Team USA before and after becoming a mom, but has represented Team USA at the highest level. She's very high profile, a recognizable athlete, a vocal, outspoken athlete. And, you know, we had talked to Becky Sauerbrunn, who was captain of Team USA back when they were qualifying. She said the same thing. Now, that was it literally in the hours after Team USA, or the women, had been granted the equal pay by U.S. Soccer and had won that fight. And she was talking about how emotional it was. And now here is Alex Morgan in the wake of this agreement. The dust is settled and they no longer have to think about it. It'd be a little bit like doing your job in the midst of a contract dispute or doing your job while you're suing your employer. Maybe doing your job in the middle of a workman's comp situation. I've actually had the latter as something I dealt with earlier in my career. And I've worked while I was waiting for a contract to be finalized too. You all know that. It doesn't necessarily have to take you out of your rhythm and groove. It doesn't necessarily take you to a point where you can't focus on your job, but it sure is a heck of a lot easier when you don't have that to worry about. So I'm happy for the women's national team, and anything less than a third consecutive World Cup title would be a disappointment. All right, coming up, don't be disappointed. Ask Amy Anything, part of our Hump Show. You've got mere moments left to ask producer Jay, please, please, please pick me, pick me. So send your questions to Twitter, A-Law Radio, Facebook too.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All right, quick break. When we come back, as long as Al's still breathing, we'll wrap things up. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo on the Fan. Right now on Odyssey Sports Minute, it is Amy Johnson on the British Open.
I'm Amy Lawrence with an Odyssey Sports Minute.
the superheroes of WFAN.
It is Amy Johnson on the British Show. I know. Well, we were talking Magic Johnson, Amy Lawrence. It's what happens. What else?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Well, you can ask Amy Lawrence anything, or you can ask her alter ego, Amy Johnson, whichever you prefer. Funny stuff with Jerry Smith. I told him I was going to call him Jerry Smith from now on. He is one of the personalities as part of our New York affiliate, WFAN. He does mornings and I guess just had a moment. I have moments sometimes.
It is Amy Johnson on the British Open.
For the first few years of George Kittle's career with the Niners, I kept calling him Greg. I have no idea why, but I kept calling him Greg. You know, it's all good. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for sending your questions for Ask Amy Johnson Anything. Producer Jay is back, though he almost lost his job to producer Manny, who really got into the questions. He covered more than an entire 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with teeny tiny little script. It was the front and most of the back with his questions for Ask Amy. He wanted to be sure he didn't run out.
He's going to Wally Pitt me. I'll try not to go to a rapid fire with 8 minutes left in it, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right, we'll start here. So Jeff asks, what are some of your favorite things to do in Houston while you visit your mom?
Oh, gosh. This time it's going to be stay in the pool as much as possible because it is going to be hot, hot, hot. I have never visited Houston in July. I will just tell you that. And so I'm not looking forward to the heat and the humidity. But while I'm there, I'm going shopping with my mom and best friend, which will be fun. Mom is going to be in a boot, or we're going to put her in a chair because she's still recovering from the foot surgery. So that'll be fun. We'll have the pool. I'm actually making dinner. Typically, I bake for my family, but I baked here. I'm taking the cookies with me. Jay gave them the thumbs up.
Tremendous.
Tremendous buttermilk chocolate chip cookies. And so I baked here, but I will be cooking dinner for the family and for Bob on Friday. Also meeting Bob's family. I'll just admit, little nervous about that whole experience coming up. There's going to be a lot of them and just one of me. But that's also taking place. And then, super cool, this is Bob's idea, our Saturday date night, going to the Houston Symphony because they are playing Star Wars A New Hope and, of course, airing the movie on a big screen. So I've only seen it with the New Jersey Symphony. This will be my first time visiting another symphony in another city. Let's hope they don't mess up Star Wars because it could ruin the entire day. But yes, that's our big date night, dressing up on date night Saturday.
It's going to be tremendous.
They I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
All right, so speaking of traveling, Connie wants to know, what are some of your favorite beaches that you've ever visited?
Well, my favorite beach probably since, oh gosh, the first time I visited is in the low country of South Carolina behind Beaufort. It's called Fripp Island. It's the last island in what is a string of islands, again, that extend out from Beaufort and into the Atlantic Ocean. It was my first ever solo vacation, and it was one of the best weeks of my entire life. So I really love Fripp Island, the beaches there. I like Hilton Head, but a little bit busier than what I enjoy on my vacation. I would also say, just because I grew up there and it was really my first kind of experience with being able to go to the beach myself as a young adult, my best friend and I, we were allowed to go to the New Hampshire beaches, all of 9 miles of coastline. So Weir's Beach, and that's one where we frequented. I love Clearwater in Florida. My grandparents had a place there when I was growing up. When I was little, we would spend Christmases there with my mom and my grandparents. So we would go to Clearwater Beach. So those are a few of them. I'm trying to think if there's another one that I've been to that I really enjoy. It's not really a beach, but I did enjoy the well, never mind. That's not a beach. I can't include it. I was going to say I really enjoy being on the water in Alaska or being off the Alaskan shore when I was part of my cruise.
It's a beach.
Not really a beach. Not really
sand
there. No.
Rocks?
Rocks. It was rocky.
beachy.
Yeah. But Ketchikan was beautiful. So was Juneau. It's not beachy, goofball, but it was the coast, which I loved.
Well, we'll keep it on beaches here for a sec, because Sean wants to know, because I know you're just here last weekend, do you have a favorite pizza or sausage and pepper joint when you're down on the beaches in the Jersey Shore?
Do you know I have never eaten anywhere on the Jersey Shore outside of Asbury Park? I have a friend who lived there for a while, and so I went out to eat a couple times with her. But generally, when I'm at the beach, in order to save money and so that I don't have to leave the place that we picked as our spot on the beach, I take a cooler every time. Then I have drinks, I have water, I have snacks. My friend Jazz and I, we took a big cooler full of fruit and sandwiches and snacks and everything else. Drinks, of course. So yeah, I don't actually go out to eat. First of all, I don't want to deal with the crazy traffic and everything else. But also, I really enjoy the fact that we can just stay on the beach once we're there. We walk in, we walk out. We walk in, we don't leave for 6.5 hours.
Bringing the cooler is easily the play when
it's
you go
clutch.
To the beach.
Yeah, it's clutch.
Absolutely.
So sorry to disappoint, but I actually haven't tried any restaurants on the Jersey Shore.
So Maureen wants to know, how are your garden/flowers faring this summer with all the rain and lack of sun?
Well, we've had some sun. In fact, it's about to get steamy hot. It's about to be muggy, buggy, no huggy in my neighborhood. But sadly, and I don't know if this is happening anywhere else, my hydrangeas either aren't blooming or have not yet bloomed. I got three of them on my large hydrangea, which has the multiple colored flowers, the purple, the blue, and the pink. But only three of them at the very bottom level of the hydrangea, nothing on top, which is very strange. I've never had to do anything to that plant. I've cut it back a few times, but it always, it's just gorgeous flowers. And only three this year, and I don't see any other buds. It's pretty distressing, actually. I don't know if I've done something wrong to it. I didn't even touch it all winter, so I'm not sure. And the other hydrangea that has the white flowers is also not blooming. So I don't know if it has to do with the weather.
It's got to.
We've had so much rain, but they're hydrangeas. They love water. And then my rose bush, the rose trellis, it's growing out of control. I'm just letting it grow. It's growing over my neighbor's fence. It's like it's on top of the hydrangea. I mean, it's crazy, but no flowers there either. So my tiger lilies have bloomed. I had gorgeous flowers in the early spring. My butterfly bush is blooming. My sedum are about to bloom as well, but not the hydrangeas, which is making me sad. You should see my petunia and my begonia in pots. Oh my goodness, all the rain and the weather, they love it. But I miss my hydrangeas. I feel like a failure.
No, it's the inconsistency of the rain and the sun. I feel like it's all too much at one time, you know,
maybe
this season.
We've had a lot of storms.
There's a follow-up, actually, from Maureen, who wants to know, did you have a family member or friend with a green thumb that shared their gardening knowledge with you?
My mom. My mom loves flowers. She's got a green thumb, but I think she got it from her mom because her mom always had flowers and bushes and trees that were just beautiful in Ohio, Northeast Ohio, where my grandparents were.
So this one's appropriate for this week. Ryan asks, do you like to watch Shark Week when it's on?
I do. I've caught a few of the episodes. I really enjoyed Sharks versus Dolphins. It was filmed in the Bahamas. I love dolphins. One of my bucket list items to swim with dolphins. I do love Shark Week. When they get in those cages and the sharks, the great whites, come in and rattle the cage, like literally rattle the cage, it freaks me out. Love Shark Week. Don't have a lot of time to sit and watch it, but I have recorded a couple episodes to be able to catch up later.
Did you ever see the one where Shaq goes into the shark, into the water with the whale shark?
Yeah.
I love that one. All right, we'll move on here. Steve wants to know, what is your number one Larry Bird moment? We were speaking about him a little earlier.
Wow. Well, Larry Bird's my all-time favorite athlete, and I suppose it would be easy to point to some of his incredible scoring games, obviously the awards he won individually, but also the three titles when he was with the Celtics. And certainly the duel with Dominique Wilkins in the playoff game against Atlanta. I don't remember what year that was. That was an incredible moment. But honestly, the three-point contest that he won in his warm-up jersey, this was late 80s, and he walks off the court after he shoots the final ball. He walks off the court with his finger in the air, doesn't even watch the ball go through the hoop, but wins the three-point contest. He's wearing his Celtics warm-up jersey. He never even bothered to take off the warm-up jersey. Yeah, badass to be sure, in the short shorts. Short shorts and the warm-up jersey. won it anyway.
I'm a little okay that I missed that era of basketball with the shorts, but...
Oh, no, you missed us so much. The Celtics and Lakers rivalry, then Michael Jordan, the Bad Boys. Oh,
probably the best.
Sad sap. Sad sap.
I am. Eric wants to know, do you put Italian sausage in your lasagna?
No. I don't recall that I've ever put Italian sausage. That sounds really good, though.
This one comes from Brian, who asks, have you ever spent time in Cincinnati? And if so, have you ever tried Cincinnati-style chili?
I've not tried the chili, but I have been in Cincinnati. I once did a game. So this is a really funny story. I'll tell it quickly. Rebecca Lobo and I were working together on a Big East broadcast. I was play-by-play. She was color. We went to the river to get some seafood, right? So we're there. We're getting seafood. And this was my first experience with market value. I ordered lobster, market value. The bill came back over $90.
No.
Yeah, no, I swear. I actually, so we got a per diem because we were there for a couple of days around this game. And I nearly fell out of my chair when they gave me the bill. Rebecca couldn't stop laughing. And so I used my entire per diem on the lobster. And then I had had fresh asparagus, which cost another $10. The bill was well over $100. I never ordered market value again, ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really good, but it was expensive.
Real quick before rapid fire, Kevin asks, what's your favorite season?
Oh, God, that's so hard. I'll say spring because I love all the flowers. It's family birthdays. It's new life. It's green. I'll go spring.
Cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Skittles or Starburst?
Starburst.
Cooking or being cooked for?
Oh. No, I like cooking for others.
Logic or emotion?
As in, which one I like better?
Yeah.
I'm an emotional girl, but I'm also very logical. But I don't know. I plead the fifth.
Field trips or field days?
Field days. I rocked them. Every single year at my school, I won blue ribbon upon blue ribbon upon blue ribbon.
Scrambled eggs or over easy?
Scrambled eggs.
Lake Michigan or Lake Superior?
Oh, Michigan.
Ready for this one? Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Well, I'm a history buff. I haven't seen either yet. I would like to see the Barbenheimer double feature, but I'll go Oppenheimer because I do want to see it. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.